Tonight, we're going to look at some scripture. Well, in Deuteronomy. But first of all, we're going to talk about the heart tonight, our heart tonight. Amen. A young man said to his sister, "I've got a new heart." And she said, "Show me. Show it to me." That's right. Amen. Now, God spoke to his people back in Deuteronomy chapter 6. Way back in Deuteronomy chapter 6. And talked to his people and told his people what he expected, what he wanted. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. God spoke to his people, spoke to Israel way back there. Hallelujah. Thank God. God wants our heart more than he wants anything else. He wants our heart. Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 6. All right.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
All right.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
Just love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
And with all thy soul.
With all thy soul.
And with all thy might.
With all thy might. Verse 6.
And these words which I commanded thee this day shall be in thy heart.
Amen. Hear what he said? These words I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. Shall be in your heart. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for thy word. For thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light, hallelujah, a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we praise you for that tonight, Lord. And God, as we come, Lord, help us tonight to yield to thee, to obey your voice, to keep our minds stayed upon you, Lord, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. Have your way tonight, Lord. Meet every need that's present, Lord God. Help us to look to thee and to obey thy voice. Meet every need that's present, Father, in Jesus' name, for the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God wants our heart because he knows if he captures our heart, the rest of our life will follow.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Let's look at that tonight. Proverbs 4, verse 23. Hallelujah. Proverbs 4:23.
Keep thy heart with all diligence.
Mm-hmm.
For out of it are the issues of life.
Out of it are the issues of life. Your heart. Our heart, heart means your total personality, your entire being. That's your heart. Now, in this verse 4:23, guard your heart. Guard your heart. The heart is well spring of desire and decision. Following God and knowing his ways involved a resolute decision to remain committed to him. Now, Pastor Ben, I'm talking about commitment this morning. We've got to be committed. Isn't that right? We've got to commit our ways unto the Lord. In other words, we've got to follow him. We've got to hear his voice, know his voice, and obey his voice. Amen? We've got to make up our mind that we're going to be Christians, and we're going to stand true to God from here to the next world, to eternity. Isn't that right? The Bible says, he that have begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Jesus is not going to let us go, is he? I mean, we've got to hold on to him and trust him and believe him. Out of our hearts are the issues of life. Thank God. So we got to make up our minds that we're going to commit our ways unto him and trust in him. As Brother Willie was bringing out this morning, trusting in the Lord. To believe the Lord and to trust him is two different things. See, because the Bible said, if thou believe there is one God, thou doeth well. The devils also believe and trembleth. The devil believes one God. Isn't that right? But he got many people believing it's two and three. Isn't that right? Why? Because he's a sow fox, so to speak. I mean, he hallelujah. God is good, saints. Let's depend upon God tonight to get us through. And he's the only one who can get us through. Hallelujah. He's the only one who can carry us from this earth to heaven. And that's our home, isn't it? Heaven is our home. Heaven is our home. Hallelujah. That's our final resting place. Isn't that right? That's the reason why each day we strive to do God's will. We strive to please him. Not to please ourselves, but to please God. To please him. To honor him. To love him. To serve him. To magnify him. Is he worthy? Yes, he's worthy. He's worthy of all our praise. Hallelujah. We can't praise him enough. Isn't that right? From the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof, the Lord's name is to be praised. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. So we need to praise his name because he's faithful. Hallelujah. And he's honorable. He's loving and kind. And saints of God, let's live. Let's be kind. The Bible says, be ye kind one to another. But God tells us to be kind. Hallelujah. Kindness go a long ways, doesn't it? But we can't do it in the flesh. Flesh, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. This old flesh is a mess. Isn't that right? Without God, the flesh is a mess. But thank God, we're not dependent upon the flesh. We're dependent upon God. Amen. And he's spiritual. He is a spirit. God is a spirit. And he's faithful and true and just and holy and pure and righteous. And we love him tonight, don't we? Don't we love the Lord? The heart is the private place where we make our decisions, entertain our deepest thoughts. It all starts in the heart. Words and actions, both good and evil, they're formed in the heart. Isn't that right? Jeremiah 17, verse 9. Let's look at that. Jeremiah 17, 9. Hallelujah. Talking about the heart tonight. God wants our heart. In order to please him, we've got to have our heart. We can't serve God half-heartedly and please him. But it's got to be all the way or not at all. Amen?
Amen.
Jeremiah 17:9. What does it say?
The heart is deceitful above all things.
Uh-huh.
And desperately wicked.
Uh-huh.
Who can know it?
Who can know it? The heart. See, it's talking about the heart. Except we get right with God and get our hearts right with God. This is what we are right here. Heart, desperately wicked. Amen. Except we know that. But when we get God in our heart, it's a change, isn't that right? There's a change made in our hearts once we receive God in our heart. We're not that old person. 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says what? Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God is so good. What does it say? Therefore, if any man be in Christ,
he's a new creature.
Well, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. When we come to the Lord, we're not that old self. Isn't that right? But we're new. We're new creatures. New creation. We have a new mind. Isn't that right? We have the mind of Christ. We don't have the mind of the world anymore. Isn't that right? The world passes away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God, what? Abide forever. We're going to, hallelujah. Because God is eternal. Hallelujah. Isn't that right? And God wants us to follow him each day. Follow him each day. That the path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more until the perfect day. It should get bright. That light should get brighter and brighter. Not dimmer and dimmer, but brighter and brighter. As we get closer to the Lord, thank God. As we get closer to the Lord, more of God is seen. Isn't that right? You better believe it is. Hallelujah. And that's the way God wanted to be. He wants us to be full-fledged Christians, saints of God, sons and daughters of God, true witnesses for Him, sold out, amen. Not ashamed. The Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation unto everyone that believes. Unto the Jew first, and also to the Greeks. Jesus came to the Jewish people, didn't he? The Jews was his people, and he came to them, brought the truth to them first. A lot of them, most of them rejected it. Hallelujah. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Hallelujah. To them that believe on his name. Hallelujah. With the sons and daughters of God tonight. Amen. And sons and daughters of God without rebuke. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Holding faithful to the things of God. Amen. Won't be turned aside. Won't be moved. But thank God, going to stand firm on God, on his word. That word, thank God, is Sula Makanda. Yeah, Makanda. The word of God is quick. Amen. Which means it's alive. Yes. Powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit. Amen. It's getting right down there. Right. No, it's getting right down there. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Thank God. Hebrews 4:12. Let's read that. Thank you, Lord. But God is so good tonight. God is so good. And we want to please him. What does it say?
For the word of God is quick. And powerful.
It's alive. It's quick and it's alive. Powerful.
And sharper than any two-edged sword.
Sharper than any two-edged sword. Read.
Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit.
Amen. It piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. I mean, that's not leaving anything out.
Amen.
God's word is, my God. God. Jeremiah says it's like a hammer.
That's right.
That breaks rocks into pieces.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. The word of God. Hallelujah. God's word is forever settled in heaven. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. The word of God. Every word of God is pure.
Amen.
He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Add thou not unto his words. Lest he reprove and not become a lie. Amen. God's word is true.
Amen.
It's faithful. And we can depend upon God. We can depend upon his word. And meanwhile, we can ask a question like this. What?
Who has a God like our God?
Do anybody have a God like our God? No. No. 1,000 times no. Nobody have a God like our God. It's only one true God. Isn't that right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, there are many idol gods. Isn't that right? A lot of people got idol gods tonight. A lot of people have a nice automobile, and it's their God. They worship that thing. They idolize that thing. Isn't that right? Some have money. They idolize it. My God. Hallelujah. But God is faithful, and God wants us to depend upon him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we got to realize when breath passes out of our body, amen, we're going somewhere. Isn't that right?
That's right?
You better believe it. If you're a Christian, you're going to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. But if you're a sinner, you're not going to be with the Lord. There's a heaven, which is sweet. And there's a hell, which is bitter. Hallelujah. Nobody want to go to hell. Amen. Nobody want to go to hell, but you got to pay a price to go to heaven. Isn't that right? To go to hell, that's that broad way. Jesus talked about it. My God. We got to make it plain, haven't we? Jesus talked about the broad way. He talked about the narrow way. And he told us to enter in at the straight gate. But broad is the gate. And wide is the way that leadeth unto destruction. And many that be which go in that. Because straight is the gate. And narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. What? And few that be that find it. Isn't that right? That's what Jesus said. Hallelujah. Why? Because thank God, as Brother Doug was saying tonight, if you don't really continue to walk with God, continue to walk with him and obey him and do his will. But the current from the world will carry you back, won't it? I mean, because there's a current in the world that's against God and against godliness. Hallelujah. But thank God, we've set our face like a flint. We've made up our minds that we're going all the way with God. Isn't that right? And we're going to do his will. And we're not ashamed to do his will. And God wants us to lift the standard. You know, we were talking just recently about how many times we fail God because God gives us opportunities sometimes to witness, you know, and how sometimes we fail God many times. But we don't want to do that, do we? This is a new year. We want to thank God. We want to walk with God so he'll help us to take up the slack. Well, we've been slack. God help us to take up that slack and stand firm and say what we need to say and do what we need to do. It's like my sweetheart, she said there was somebody but cursing a thing in front of her or something. Cursing, and she said, what did you said to him? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. See? Amen. Is that something? Hallelujah. See, hallelujah. And that's what we need to do. Because I've been around them that just curse. And the random man not long ago on our street cursing. And I said to him, go to church with me. And you know what? He said, all right, I go Sunday. But he didn't show up for church, but I haven't hardly seen him since. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? God knows how. But pray for him that God will save him. He need a real good saving. Hallelujah. He does. Glory be to God. He needs to be saved. Pray to God just get a hold of his heart and save him and make him he'll be a good Christian. You take those kind that's like that. If they ever come to the Lord, they're good Christian. Isn't that right? Now, Apostle Paul, we don't find a way he cursed or nothing like that. Not because Apostle Paul was he was just deceived by the devil, the Apostle Paul was. Because he was a Hebrew of the Hebrew, and he had a lot of qualifications, but he was just deceived. He didn't know Jesus. But when he found Jesus, he went all the way, didn't he? Amen. Couldn't nothing stop him. Amen. Couldn't nothing turn him back. Thank God. He preached the word of God, and he stood for truth. And he said on one occasion, at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. How be it? The Lord stood with me. Amen. See, amen. See, Jesus, I never leave you nor forsake it. How be it? The Lord stood with me. Amen. God lifted the standard in me. Hallelujah. Thank God. And Paul preached the gospel. And had him in prison. Chained. He was chained to soldiers. But he lifted the standard, didn't he? And some people in Caesar's house got saved because the man didn't let out. He prayed and sought God and was led by the Spirit of God. To win souls is wise. Paul didn't go in there telling them, you're going to hell. You're going to hell. No, he didn't do that. But he let the Lord speak through him. See, God will speak through us, won't he? If we let him. But we got to be yielded to him. Amen. To win souls. A soul winner for the Lord. Jesus is example, isn't he? He's example. A perfect example. Hallelujah. We're talking about the heart tonight. Amen. Keep thy heart. We got that one. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies. This is Psalm 119, verse 2. Let's look at that. Psalm 119, verse 2.
Blessed are they that keep his testimonies.
They'll keep his testimonies. And that seek him what? With what?
The whole heart.
Not half-heartedly, but with the whole heart. God wants our heart. Our whole heart. He wants our total personality. Our total being. Our totality. God wants that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He wants that. Oh, we can't please him. Listen at this. Psalm 119, verse 32. Look at that. Read that. Psalm 119, verse 32. Hallelujah.
I will run the way of thy commandments.
I will do what?
Run the way. Run thy way.
Of thy commandments, all right?
When thou shalt enlarge my heart.
When thou shalt enlarge my heart. When I shall enlarge my heart, I'm going to run the way of your commandments. Hallelujah. Well, how do you get your heart enlarged? How do you get your heart enlarged? Jesus said, blessed are they which do what? Hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Amen.
So you get filled by what? Reading God's word. Applying it to your heart. Isn't that right?
Amen.
You got to apply that word. You just can't read it. You got to believe it. You got to obey it. You got to apply it to your heart.
Amen.
In other words, the word of God say, hallelujah, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Amen.
Thy word, thank God, have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. That's more than just learning to quote scripture.
Amen.
That's word that you put in your heart, you've gathered in your heart. It's word that you obey. You obey that word. Isn't that right?
Amen.
The word of God, thou shalt not steal. You don't steal.
Amen.
Thou shalt not commit, you don't commit adultery. Hallelujah. It's applying the word, obeying it, doing what it says.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Treasured in our heart. And that's what God's calling for. I will run the way of thy commandments. Read that next verse.
Mm-hmm. The way of thy statutes.
Teach me the way of thy statutes.
And I shall keep it unto the end.
I shall do what?
Keep it unto the end.
Isn't that good?
Amen.
Keep it until the end. Not going to let it go. Hallelujah. Not going to stop off somewhere and be deceived by any means, but going to keep it until the end.
Amen.
Hallelujah. By reading God's word, praying, seeking God, and fasting, and seeking the will of God. Listen, the more of our heart we give God, the more of his presence we will experience. Isn't that right?
Amen.
And that's what we want to do. That's what we want. God wants us to be found. But the only... got something here. Hallelujah. God wants our whole heart so he can reveal to us all that he is. He wants to reveal to us all that he is. You shall seek me and find me what? When you shall search for me with all your heart. We got to search for him without not just part of it, all our heart. And we'll find God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And when we find God, we'll obey him, we'll please him, we'll do his will. We'll continue in his word that we'll be his disciple indeed. But if you continue in my word, then am I your disciples indeed. And you shall do what? Know the truth. The truth shall make you free.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Therefore, he wants to reveal his presence, his power, his plan, and his purpose, and his promises.
Amen.
You know, my pastor talked about the promises of God a while back, remember? The promises of God. We need to get a hold of God's promises and go forward, believe him, trust God, and God will meet our needs. Psalm 111, verse 1. Hallelujah. God want our whole heart tonight. Hallelujah.
Praise you, the Lord.
Uh-huh.
I will praise the Lord with my whole heart.
I will praise the Lord how?
With
my whole heart. This is what God's calling for, our whole heart tonight. Isn't that right?
Amen.
That's what he's calling for.
In the assembly of the upright,
I'm going to praise the Lord with my whole heart.
And in the congregation.
And in the congregation, thank God. Psalm 51, verse 10. Let's look at that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Psalms 51, verse 10. Sorry. I'm not too clear sometimes on stuff. Psalm 51, verse 10. What does it say?
Create in me a clean heart.
Create in me a clean heart,
O God.
And
renew a right spirit within me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God requires purity of heart. And he provides and he provides for it through faith and forgiveness. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. But our hearts have got to be pure before God. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Our hearts have got to be pure. We got to trust God and believe God and be pure in heart. Isn't that right? Our hearts got to be, hallelujah, got to be like Jesus. Wasn't Jesus our example? In everything, wasn't it? And hallelujah. And he, hallelujah. He did the will of his Father. He did not deviate from the will of his Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So therefore, the Word of God, the pure in heart, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. A spiritual thing. See him spiritually. Isn't that right? In other words, when you see God, you understand his ways. You know him. To some people, God's a cloud and mystery. To others, he's judgment and punishment. But to we that know him, what is he to we that know him? He's love. He's light. He's joy. He's peace. Huh? That's what it is to ones that know him. And the Word of God tell us. Galatians chapter 5 talks about the fruit of the Spirit. When we really know him and we're walking right before him, we will manifest the fruit of the Spirit. Isn't that right? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. My God, against such there is no law. When we do these things, there's no law against them. Hallelujah. And this is what God's calling for, a people that will worship and serve him with the whole heart. And if it ever was a time that we need to really give our all to the Lord, it's now. Because as our pastor has been telling us, we're living in the last of the last days. The Lord is coming soon. He really is. But are we ready to meet him? The Christian people are the ones that should be looking for. He tells us to be looking for him. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Looking for him. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God is like what? 10 virgins. It's like 10 virgins. And they all took their lamps. They all had lamps. Hallelujah. They all had lamps. My God. And let's look at that. 10 virgins. That's 15. Is it Matthew 15? Let's just see here. I haven't looked at it, but I'm thinking it might be where it is. Matthew 15, I believe. Begin at verse 1. That's what we're looking at. Oh, that's not it, is it? Oh, 25, all right. Thank you, my brother. Matthew 25. Yeah, Matthew 25. Begin at verse 1. Listen to what Jesus said here. Yeah. Like unto 10 virgins. It said, ten virgins,
Which took their lamps.
They took their lamps.
And went forth to meet the bridegroom.
Five were wise.
Five were foolish.
They were all virgins now. But five of them were wise and five of them were foolish. All right?
They that were foolish took their lamps.
And took no oil. My God, isn't that something? What's a lamp? What's good a lamp gonna do if you have no oil to go in it?
Amen.
None is it. Amen. They took their lamps, no oil. Took their lamp, but didn't have no oil. All right. But the wise
took oil in their vessels.
The wise took oil in their vessels. All right. And they tarried. They was waiting for the bridegroom to come.
Mm-hmm.
They were waiting for the bridegroom to come. And what happened? While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. All right?
At midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom comes.
See, we don't know when the Lord's coming, do we? But Jesus said, be ye also ready.
Amen.
You know not the day nor the hour the Son of Man comes. He wants to be ready. Be ready to meet him. He might come tonight. He could, couldn't he? We don't know. We can't predict when he comes. Some people have predicted and everybody missed it. And they're going to miss it. You know why? Because we don't know the day. Oh, he's coming. So the main thing is just be prepared. Be ready. Hallelujah. Thank God. If you're ready, you don't have to worry. Do you? But be ready. The Lord said, occupy till I come. In other words, get out there and just obey God each day.
Amen.
That's what it amounts to. Obey the Lord each day. Continue in his word. Keep your mind stayed upon him. Be that witness that he's calling for. When the world look at you, they'll be able to see a light.
Amen.
Isn't that right? A lot of them won't understand it. Hallelujah. But they know something different about a Christian.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Thank God. All right. At midnight, read it.
At midnight, there was a cry made.
There was a cry made.
Behold, the bridegroom cometh.
Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him, huh?
Go ye out to meet him.
Uh-huh.
And all those virgins arose.
All those virgins arose.
They trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise.
The foolish found out they didn't have no oil. It was too late, though.
Too late.
The foolish said unto the wise.
Give us of your oil.
Give us some of your oil.
For our lamps are gone out.
Our lamps are gone out. Hallelujah. My God. What did they say?
But the wise answered, saying, not so. Lest there be not enough for us and you.
We don't have enough for you and me. We don't have enough for you and us. Listen, you got to have enough for yourself. Now, this is an individual thing, isn't it? It's individual.
Amen.
Thank God. You got to have enough for yourself.
Yeah.
All right? What?
But go ye rather to them that sell.
Go rather to them that sell.
And buy for yourself.
And go buy for yourself. Uh-huh.
And while they went to buy,
the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in. Right?
Yeah.
My. The bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in. And what happened?
Went in with him.
Uh-huh. Went in with my God. Thank you. Stop right there. They went in with him to the marriage. Thank God. And we're going to the marriage, aren't we?
Yes.
Marriage supper. We are going to the marriage
Amen.
Supper.
Glory
Thank
Amen.
God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We're ready. Thank God. We're going. Thank you. Because we're ready to meet him.
Yes.
They that were ready went in. Thank God. But
the marriage and the door was shut.
Amen. The door was shut.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't get in.
Mm-hmm.
Foolish came and knocking on the door, it was too late.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So saints, let's make sure that we're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make sure. I mean, you
Amen.
Know, I mean the pastor's preaching the word. God is using
yes.
our pastor to really preach the word like he was preaching this morning.
Amen.
Get off the fence. Isn't that right? We can't serve two masters, can we? Amen. Either we're going to live for God and be children of God or live for the devil. But see, some people try to, what are they trying to do? They're trying to do both, trying to have both. You can't do that. You can't be over here on God's side on Sundays and Monday through Saturday, obeying the devil, doing what the devil tell you. You can't do that.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. We're saints or sinners. Amen. Isn't that right? You're a saint or you're a sinner. That's all there is to it.
Amen.
And no in between. Well, that song said, don't mess with Mr. In Between. Listen, you cannot please God and the devil at the same time.
Amen.
But some people try to do that. Amen. Some people try to please God and they try to please the devil too. Can't do it. Praise God. So let's make up our minds. God is carrying us forward. God want to propel us forward in him.
Amen.
Isn't that right? So when we come to these services, let's really open our hearts and reach out to God. If we open our hearts and reach out to God, there's no limit what God will do through us and in us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May God bless you tonight. May God smile upon you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because God, Jesus had never, Psalms 56 verse 9, read that verse. See, Jesus meant what he said. He'd take care of his people. Psalms 56 verse 9, well, what does that say? My. We don't have to worry about the devil if we live for God, trust God, and obey him. We're going to have fights and tests and tribulation, but Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Psalms 56 verse 9.
When I cry unto thee,
then shall my enemies turn back.
This I know. For God is for me.
So thank God. The enemy cannot overtake us. The enemy cannot destroy us. Because God is for us. May God bless you tonight, saint. Hallelujah. 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 Give God some more praise, saint. He's worthy of our praise. Thank God. From the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof, the name of the Lord should be praised. We should be praising him, thank God, with all that's in us. Amen. Hallelujah. We should be praising him with all that's in us. That's what he wants us to do. Saints, pray for us. Pray for Pastor Venable and for Sister Venable. Pray. Sister Venable, you know, we prayed for her this morning. You know, that God would really heal her completely, strengthen her, and raise her up, you know. Amen. She's really a helpmeet to her husband. They've been married 50 years. That's really something. 50 years? Amen. And they've been good examples, and they're still good examples.
Amen.
Pray that God will encourage them and strengthen them. I used to pray for them daily that God would heal them and keep them well and bless them, meet their needs. Let's continue to pray for them, and let's pray one for another.
Amen?
Amen? And I've been praying for the brother Mike. What's Brother Mike's last name? The one that played the guitar. Pray for him. I've been praying for him, you know, that God would really help him. You know, I call him periodically. I haven't called him lately, but he's been on my heart. So pray for him that God will really just help him and you know whatever he needs and deliver him and been praying for the other brother Green. That God pray for him that God will help him. You know we all need help, don't we? We all need help. Amen. So let's pray for them that God will just bless them, protect them, deliver them, just have His way in their lives. You know and lead and guide them and that they'll obey God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Yes, sir, brother.